Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
It's no secret that dating in this day and age is tough. You've got so many options like Tinder and Bumble and online things. Like
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of
RSVP.
Yeah, there we go. In
so many.
Harmony or whatever it is.
E-Harmony, yeah.
But when it comes down to it, it's still a tough gig. And there's one guy who has decided to take it upon himself, get offline with the general public and just get online for his own webpage, which is insane. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
Fantastic. So excited to speak to you. So the website you've created is datebrandon.com.
Yeah.
And essentially, you've set up a website. So, you know, instead of you going through the whole rigmarole that Gabby was explaining with online dating, if people want to date you, they, for lack of a better term, have to apply. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's basically Tinder, but just for me.
This is just gold because I did the whole Tinder thing and it sucks because you match and then
work.
You chat you're right, it's hard work, but this takes all of the hard work out of it.
Yeah, so if you're not interested, don't apply via my website, but if you are, apply. Can we run through some of the requirements? Because you've actually got a pretty impressive list here of things that you would expect in a partner. What are the most important things that you've listed out?
Yeah, so the most important things are someone who lives near me. I'm in the North Shore in Sydney. Someone that's about my age. I'm 25 years old, so I'm hoping to find someone about my age. I have had a few people over 40 apply.
Oh, wow.
Which was maybe they didn't read the requirements or something. I did also have someone from Cambodia apply, which was
close enough.
A little bit too far. And, yeah, ideally just someone who loves animals. I'm a big animal lover, so, yeah, if someone didn't love animals and I was kind of with them, it'd be a bit awkward.
I was going to ask about that because a lot of your photos are with animals, but you've also raised thousands of dollars for dogs. You also volunteer when it comes to rescue puppies and things like that. So if it was a cat person, what would you do?
I love cats as well.
He's just an animal person.
All right.
Brandon, has anyone actually said to you, it's an arrogant thing to do, to say, look, I'm off on online dating, and if you want to date me, it's up to you to apply. Has anyone said that is, you know, like a little bit too confident?
Surprisingly, no, but I have had, I mean, most of the feedback's been positive, people saying, oh, it's great, you're putting yourself out there, dating's hard and everything. I have had a few negative comments, people saying I look emaciated. People saying I'm really desperate. I've had like a few nasty things and everything, but I've actually got a section on the website. There's a contact us page on the website, and there's a drop down menu for people who want to troll me. So if people want to, yeah, this is like that option. I think a lot of the trolls, they can't even read because they don't even choose that option. But anyway, it's there for people who want to.
You've thought of everything with this website. You've also made sure there's no small talk when you do go on dates because you've listed everything about you so everyone is well aware of what they're getting themselves into. But have you been on any dates yet?
Yeah, so I went to Monica's Buggy Rescue. They're a really good animal shelter in Ingleside in New South Wales. I went dog walking with a girl. It went like kind of all right and everything. The girl was nice, but I don't know, I just wasn't feeling any sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, I've been seeing this other girl. I've seen her about 3 or 4 times now.
Great.
And it seems like it may or may not go somewhere. So that's exciting, I guess.
So how many dates and then you have to take the website down? Like, is there a rule or is it just when she puts a foot down and says, okay, enough's enough?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. I think when it gets to that point, like, I'll know.
Okay.
I don't think it's got to that point yet. I hope it does soon, but I guess we'll just see what happens.
So when I get down on one knee and propose, that's when
probably pull the website down. Just out of interest, how many inquiries have you had?
So far, just over 17,000 people have been on the website.
What?
And
wow.
I've had about roughly 90 to 100 applications, and of them, about 80 to 85 actually serious things. Because I thought people would just like go on the website and be like, oh, you're an idiot, like you're rah, rah, rah. But no, almost all the applications have actually been serious applications, people writing paragraphs of information about themselves. I guess it's kind of like reverse Tinder for me. In the past, I've been on Tinder. I'm the one swiping right, swiping right, swiping right. no one likes me. This is kind of the opposite. There's all these applications, and I'm like, oh, shit, I need to choose someone.
Is that hard, though? Because you've got so much variety and so many people to choose from. Like, when I'm on Netflix, I can't pick a movie because there's too many choices. Like, how do you pick a date? Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, very good question. It has been hard because there's been, like, a lot of applications, and I feel bad not replying to everyone because, like, but I just can't because, like, I work full-time and, you know, I just sort of kind of choose one or two people at a time and then kind of speak to them, see if they'd be willing to meet up. And then if they're suitable, kind of just go from there. If nothing happens or the conversation dies out, then just move on to the next most suitable person. Yeah.
Just Ariana Grande it. Thank you, next.
I like, because in essence, I think what you've done here is you've taken back control. Because the apps and, you know, like you say, you're swiping right, nothing's coming back. You've taken back control and you've made it, look, if anyone is actually interested, here I am, you can apply. And I kind of...
I love it.
The confidence that requires is huge, and I respect that. So, Brandon from datebrandon.com, you are just you're a brave man. If anyone wants to troll him, click the troll link at the website.
But if anyone wants to apply...
Yeah, apply.
Might have to move to Sydney, but that's okay.
Hey, you live in the North Shore, so it's a nice suburb. Datebrandon.com is the website. Brandon, you're a gentleman. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.